We have a special guest in the studio today. Amy Stelly has come in to speak with us about an issue going on at Joe Brown Park. The swimming pool water became caustic, and people who were entering into the pool were experiencing many different kinds of health problems. So, Amy, welcome to WTUL. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Let our listeners know what happened recently at Joe Brown Park Pool.
Well, Thursday before last, swimmers noticed that they had started experiencing a lot of itching and burning. They had been itching before, but suddenly it became a lot more severe. They experienced reddening, blackening, yellowing skin, spotting of the skin. Shortness of breath while in the water. That happened to at least two people. Severe burning of the eyes. So there were a lot of health issues that people began to experience that were not typical of what you would normally experience when you go swimming. I mean, sometimes you itch, you know, because there's so much chlorine in the water. And sometimes your eyes burn. But this was definitely over the top, much more than normal.
That's terrible. I can't understand how something like this could happen. Now, you've been involved with NORD as a community, on a community basis, in terms of letting them know what's been happening with Treme Center, with Joe Brown Park Pool. Who did you notify the officials about this problem?
Yes, I notified via email all of the city officials, including Mayor Landrieu. The CEO of NORD was definitely aware of it. The council members were made aware of it. And I do have to say that Councilmember Gray and Vic Richard, the CEO of NORD, did meet with 26 people to discuss the issues that they were having. So we thank them for meeting with us. But, you know, that hasn't yet solved the problem, the health problems that people are experiencing. Some did call the health department. They have not received calls back, which is very disappointing. We have asked the city to provide a list of chemicals that people were exposed to. They have been very silent about that. So as people begin to speak to their medical professionals, they don't have enough information to give them. So diagnoses are being made without the full complement of information. And if you're experiencing spotting on the skin, blackening of the skin, and other things like this, which are definitely abnormal, then I would think that you would want to provide as much information to your health professional as possible. And unfortunately, the city is mum. So that's been very disappointing.
I concur. I would have expected that there would have been more of an immediate response to this issue. It sounds like it's very serious. How serious are the injuries to people in terms of, I mean, what other health problems have people experienced post-pool caustic water? How's everybody doing?
Well, the reports are beginning to trickle in. We know that there has been a diagnosis of fungal infection. That one was reported yesterday, and this is all being done by, you know, me emailing or people emailing me and me getting phone calls. But we know that there's fungal infections out there. Also, hair loss. People are losing facial hair, chest hair, pubic hair. So those are the things that I know of. The shortness of breath and the respiratory issues were experienced while people were in the pool. So they experienced distress in the water, which is extremely dangerous because then you have, you know, life-saving things that need to go on to pull people out of the pool. So as people become more and more aware of the situation, I'm beginning to get more and more information. Unfortunately, a lot of people are thinking, well, it's just me and my health. And when I tell them this is why it's spread, it's happening to a lot of different people, a lot of other people, then they realize that the big picture is a lot worse than we thought.
Yeah, no, I want to read a little announcement, and then we're going to get back to this interview. You're listening to Amy Stelly. This is WTUL New Orleans. And Amy has been on the front lines of fighting for the Treme community and as it pertains to NORD issues. Treme Center, they had some construction problems over there, and we're going to talk about that. And also, now it seems like there is a new problem that has just arisen at Joe Brown Pool, where people who were swimming in the pool have maybe burned, or we're not sure, but they're trying to get to the bottom of it. So, Amy, you've also been you've been trying to get to the bottom of what's happening with construction over the Treme Community Center. It seems that there was a budget of something like $6 million to get the center up to some sort of standard that would be on par with other community centers around the city and what people would expect. There have been a lot of construction issues that have arisen after that. What can you give us an update on what's happening with the Treme Community Center right now?
Yes, I can. Well, just so that people know, there were many issues. Well, let me back up a little bit. Within a year of the center reopening, we began to see serious construction issues and things like mold, air quality issues, water quality issues, primarily within the natatorium, the pool area. But then there were also issues with the basketball floor, where the floor basically just failed, roof leak, so on and so forth. So within a year, we noticed widespread construction issues that were happening in the center. The city has taken steps to try to solve, in some cases I want to say remediate, because the problems haven't really been solved. So the center has been repaired, open, been closed again because there were serious slips and falls on the pool deck. It was slippery. So there's been a myriad of problems, mold. The center just reopened after having been closed since last May, or the 1st of June. And within a week, we noticed, number one, that the temperature of the water was not stable, which has been a big question of ours. The mechanical equipment for the pool, the dehumidifier, the pool heater, the chlorination tank, we've all questioned whether or not those are, in fact, new, as the city has said, and the city will not provide proof that the equipment is new, and it's listed, it's supposed to be new as listed in contracts. But the most amazing thing was that the city put a linoleum type material on the pool deck. They seem to have resolved drainage issues with the pool deck, but then the water started bubbling up under this surface that they put. The glue came up, and the covering, the linoleum type covering, it's not exactly linoleum, but that's what people understand, started to delaminate from the concrete deck. And you could see where the glue had not cured properly, and the water was seeping from under the linoleum. So this is all within a week or two after having been closed for nearly a year. So once again, we have substandard construction and a ton of money that's been spent on the Treme Center. There are also questions about where the copper roof went, because...
Talk about that. And also, before you go there, who is the company responsible for the linoleum floor? I mean, I'm not an engineer, but to me, it just makes sense. I could see that that problem was going to happen. When you put water and linoleum together, it's like painting concrete steps.
Right.
You don't do that. It makes them slippery. I just know these things.
Right.
So it doesn't seem like rocket science. Who's the contractor that was responsible for replacing the pool floor? And also, I know there was a problem with the basketball floor as well earlier, right. And that was a British company that had come in to do the floor. For some reason, they couldn't find anybody this side of the Atlantic to give that contract to. But who are these companies? And then let's talk about the copper roof.
Okay. Well, Icon won the contract to actually be the general contractor.
Do you know if that was an open bid process? Normally it is.
Yes.
I know the sheriff's in a little trouble right now for not following that process, so I'm assuming that if the NORAD hadn't followed the process, that we would have heard about that too. So I'm glad to hear that they did.
Right. And actually, the contract was held and let by Capital Projects. So the way that these things work with respect to NORAD is that Capital Projects is the builder. NORAD comes in as the operator and they maintain. So Capital Projects accepted the bid from ICON, which was the lowest bid. And then ICON seemingly handed that duty over to a company named Passion. And I know Passion Construction has been on the job since the very beginning because the city was kind enough to forward notes that included minutes from a meeting with Passion. I've seen them on the job with identifiable shirts. So even after all of the hullabaloo about the poor construction, Passion came right back on the job and apparently didn't adequately solve the problem. So we still have varying issues with the construction. The floor was actually installed by local contractors, but the product that was put on the floor, the actual, at first it was a sprung floor, which means the floor bounces a little bit to give when people work out on it. But a traditional floor replaced the sprung floor, and those two products came from a company in England. So there was this long, drawn-out discussion about, you know, the product is on the boat, it's coming over, and no one could understand why we can't get a basketball floor in the United States. That's a big sport here. So you would think that we could get a floor somewhere within the continental United States.
You would think so.
Yes, you would.
And so the copper, what happened with the copper roofing?
Well, according to contracts that were signed by Mayor Landrieu, the architects were given permission to remove the copper roof and then salvage it. So that roof went bye-bye. People in the community have gone as far as talking to recyclers to see who received the material and who got the money for it. But so far, you know, no recyclers are talking. I mean, this is several years ago, so you can't expect them to remember everything. But the copper roof, which is a 100-year roof, was replaced with a standing seam roof, which is made out of a material that is not as long-lasting and not as durable. And the reasoning from Capital Projects is that it's a better product. Well, people who know about construction and design know that a copper roof is one of the best roofs that you can buy. It's very expensive. We didn't just have sheets of copper on the roof. We had a standing seam copper roof. So actually, the method of construction, or the articulation, I want to say, of the metal was the same as what we have now. It's just that we went from a superior roof to a substandard roof, and that roof leaks. Because when you go into the Treme Center, you can smell the mildew, and there's a faint smell of chlorine, which indicates, once again, that the mechanical equipment in the pool area is underperforming. So it can't be brand new, because we wouldn't have these issues.
You're listening to Amy Stelly. This is WTUL New Orleans, and we're interviewing Amy today about problems going on with some NORAD facilities, Joe Brown Park pool, as Amy has brought it to the attention of many politicians and community residents, that there has been a crisis, I would say, with people who are swimming in the pool experiencing severe health problems due to some sort of caustic water, something they're not quite sure yet, trying to get to the bottom of it, having a little difficulty communicating with the health department about that, and then also problems with the Treme Community Center construction. And we were just talking about the copper roof when I traveled in India. There was an old saying there, old is gold. And I remember it so many times when I hear about capital projects replacing old materials that were working really well for years with newer materials that they believe are better. And it's kind of interesting. I don't know if you saw, Amy, in Governance Magazine, I think it was last year or maybe early this year, there was an article that the headline was Corrupt States Spend More on Construction Than Healthcare and Education. And then New Orleans, NOLA.com reprinted it saying corrupt states like Louisiana spend more on construction than healthcare and education. So maybe you can just, we have about a couple minutes left. If there's anything you want to bring to the attention of listeners, please let us know now. And also, what you're doing an action, I think, this Friday. Is that right?
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Yes. The community has decided that since we're not getting answers from the city officials, and this is particularly critical, I'm sure everybody can imagine, when it comes to people's health, we decided that we will pray about it because we need to pray for answers. So we will be having a prayer vigil at the Treme Center, which is located at 900 North Villery Street. That's right off of Basin in the Treme community. We're going to meet at 7 p.m. And our goal is to get enough people to surround the center, lock arms, surround the center. And we'd like for you to bring your own candle because we can't provide enough candles for everybody. But we are asking that everyone pray to whatever God that they worship to help us get answers with regard to all of the facilities that are under the control of the city and NORD. And I do want to point out that it's not only Treme, it's not only Joe Brown. Even with Stallings Pool, there are issues where the pool floor is beginning to delaminate from the basin. So the construction that we as taxpayers is investing in is faulty. You would not accept this at your house, so you should not accept it in your public facilities because we need these facilities to serve the public.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Amy. We'll look forward to hearing about the outcome of this issue and others. And thank you so much for your advocacy. And, you know, it takes people like you to really hold our officials to account. And I think if you weren't, or if the community wasn't standing up for their rights, nobody would stand up for them. So we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.